Democratic State Senator Randolph Bracey of Ocoee is urging returning voters not to be scared off by Governor Ron DeSantis' announcement that convicted felons are being charged with voting illegally. The governor announced last week that his new election police force was arresting 20 voters previously convicted of sexual assault or murder. Those crimes were excluded under a constitutional amendment restoring voting rights to felons who've done their time. Florida law also requires returning voters to pay the fines and fees tied to their convictions. Senator Randolph Bracey, who is running for Congress, says he doesn't think those cases have the, quote, willful intent necessary for fraud. He says voters who feel intimidated should contact his office.
We can help them find out how much they owe and whether they're eligible to vote.
In an earlier fraud case, a third resident of the Villages has avoided prosecution for voting twice in the 2020 general election. She has entered a pretrial intervention program that includes admitting guilt, avoiding new crimes for several months, and doing community service. Joe Burns, 90.7 WMFE News.